Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like, the fans are backing the team, and I think we're all just kind of scratching our head. The Devers thing is very fascinating to me. It really is. Because I'm doing the deal all day, every day, right? But you want to see, like, the team have unbelievable results. And it feels like offensively as a team, they're like exactly the same. It feels like the results on the team are even worse somehow. He has been frustrating, but we all see that he has talent, right? We could argue about maybe we overrated the talent. Maybe he's just not healthy right now. Maybe it's somewhere in between. But he is a very talented player.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I'm going to use another crazy cross-sport analogy for you. And I'm just going to ask you, like, the Baron Davis acquisition for the Golden State Warriors. Do you remember how the Warriors felt the day they got Baron Davis?
Well, he was injured. Like, it was a buy low attempt, essentially.
But we got him. Was like, oh, this is our guy.
Yeah.
We got our guy. Oh, my God. Let's go. Now, they ended up going on, like, a decent little run at the end of that first season, 05. And then they finished, like, 34 and 40-something, right? They only had, like, 34 wins. I know this as a fact. The next year, which was Mike Montgomery's final year coaching the team, they did the exact same thing they did the year prior. And we had such high hopes that acquiring Baron Davis was going to change everything, okay? And everybody forgets what preceded We Believe. Everyone does. They were the exact same team with Baron Davis for the whole year than they were the year prior before they had him, which sucked. And it was like, this isn't good. Like, we know he's good. And he was kind of injured that, like, 06 season that everyone forgets. What really sparked them? Well, obviously, like, bringing in Don Nelson. The coaching change was huge. And then making that January trade for Al Harrington and Stack Jack and just kind of changing the fabric of the team. I view the Devers deal right now similar to the Barron deal in that it's the first of what needs to be a couple dominoes to fall. And I think that it's way too premature to expect one guy to carry the lineup, save the team, carry the franchise. It's just different in this sport. And in basketball, one player can make a big difference. But as we learn, like, teams win. Teams win and lose. And so I go back to Devers. I go back to the Giants. And I say to myself, I have questions with the manager, the same way I did with Mike Montgomery. I have questions with the rest of the roster, the same thing I did with those early 06, 05 Warriors. Are there some pieces I like? Do I have a Jay Rich and a Beadrins? Like, yeah, I like those guys. But I still think there's another shakeup, another acquisition, other young players. Monte was an ascending young player on the We Believe team, and he made most of his run when Jay Rich broke his wrist, right? But they need the Bryce Eldridge types to come and ascend to be a supporting cast around Devers. When I go back to We Believe, it wasn't just Barron saving them. It was like six or seven little tiny moves all coming together all at once. And that's what changed the organization for that time and that place and that moment. And I feel like the Giants right now are very much in a similar place to where the Warriors were. They're wandering the desert. They got a coach. They're not really sure if they like him. I don't know. They got a decent nucleus, but it's not enough. We're not there yet. Is that a good one? Do you appreciate that analogy, or is it way off base?
No, I think you're on to something. Like, the Giants, and I think this is where we might have got tricked by the 12-over-500 start, essentially, by this team when they were third of the way through the year. They were a game back of the division with the Dodgers. We got tricked a bit because we thought that this was just going to be a quick recovery.
Yes.
That this was just going to be a 180 from the Farhan era, which had left a stench on the last several seasons outside of 2021, and that it all was just going to go away. That's not how sports work. It takes time. And while you're able to, again, try and maybe be a little bit ahead of the curve, I think what's happening to the Giants is they've clearly regressed to the mean and in maybe the most extreme fashion that I've ever seen, because it's happened so, so fast. But I'm curious what fans are feeling about where the Giants are at right now. You hear the trade comp, Devers to Davis. The Warriors were a laughing stock. The Giants have to some extent been for the last few seasons. Where are they at right now? Because it's an important day. It's deadline day. The Giants can show us what direction the next couple of seasons, and certainly the rest of this season and next, are going to go in today by 3 o'clock Pacific time, the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Evan Giddings in for Joe Spadoni with Joe Shasky. We're brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com.
Ev, I think there was this false sense of bravado. Reminds me a lot of, like, with the 2017 Niner fans at the end of that year. Do you remember how good we felt when we got Jimmy G? It's like, oh my God. Look, you guys are all rolling your eyes behind the glass. But we were like, we got our quarterback. Like, we can go to the playoffs. And then the next year, like, early in the year, and he got hurt week 3 or week 4, whatever it was. But, like, early on, we should have lost to Detroit. Like, we looked off. Detroit was terrible, by the way, at that time. We looked terrible. We did not look like a playoff team. We were, like, a year and a half away. We needed to have a great draft and find Bosa and Debo and draft Dre Greenlaw, who ended up replacing Quan Alexander. We needed another free agency period to fill out the roster. Like, I'm telling you, there's a life cycle for these franchises. And I think we all, myself included, got a little ahead of ourselves on the Giants because they started off well. Like, it's a full long season. It's 162 games. The first third, whatever, the first 54, they look great. The second 54, they look like the worst team in baseball. I think they're somewhere in between those two. I don't know where. But they're not as bad as what they've shown, but I also don't think they were as good as what they were early in the year. They need this deadline. They need another offseason. They need a lot of these young guys to take a big fall ball leap where they develop. And I think we need to evaluate the entire developmental system, farm through the big league level. Everything should be up for criticism right now.
I think you have to look at everybody. It takes everyone to collapse the way that they have over the better portion of 2 months. Like, it takes everybody. It takes the manager. It takes the coaching staff. It takes the players. You could argue even the front office bears some blame in this because they clearly miscalculated with what they had on their team. And now they're realizing that they might have to actually strip it down. This is from the 408 in the box.
Give
Gerson, Work Injury Attorneys text line. Have some patience. It's Buster's first year. Let him get his guys in and evaluate next season. Not every year is a win now year. I agree with that somewhat. However, Rafael Devers is one of the biggest trades that has happened, not just for the Giants, but in the last 5 years. Since 2020, the biggest trades that I could come up with, that I just sat down and looked at, Mookie Betts to the Dodgers, Francisco Lindor to the Mets, Nolan Arenado to the Cardinals, Juan Soto to the Padres, then to the Yankees, Corbin Burns to the Orioles, and most recently Kyle Tucker to the Cubs. All of those teams saw immediate benefit from that trade outside of Lindor because the Mets were not in a position to win. The Giants acquired Rafael Devers when they were 10 games over, and they've had the worst record in baseball since. And I don't know if we were all sort of jaded by the Jimmy Butler deal and how it just completely flipped the Warriors and rocketed them to the second round. But I, for the life of me, Shasky, cannot figure out how Betts' first year they win the World Series. Arenado, they make the wild card game and get 90 wins. Juan Soto and the Padres go to the NLCS. Corbin Burns, they have a 90-win team last year with the Orioles. They make the wild card. Kyle Tucker, their team is on the way to the playoffs. I cannot figure out how the Giants get one of those types of stars and not only go in the opposite direction, but completely crater.
Well, I mean, look at the situations each one of those guys landed in. You talk about Lindor, they weren't in a position to win. But he did join a team that had a multi-time All-Star in Pete Alonso before he showed up.
And Lindor is not very good his first season.
No, but he's been amazing since. And they've added to that and whatnot, and obviously their payroll has been immense. All those other situations, you're going to a spot that has multiple All-Stars. The Giants, okay, just because Chapman and Adamas are making a combined $350 million doesn't skirt the fact that they have one All-Star appearance combined in the 12 or 13 years of big league ball that those two have. No, they're good players, but there's a difference between being an All-Star or a star or a superstar and just a really good player. Mookie Betts, he joined a team at the time that had Seager and what's the knucklehead, Justin Turner. Like, they had an entire team of really good, if not all-stars, fringe all-stars. Like, this is not that situation. You know, Will Smith was a young player. He was an all-star already at that point by the time he had gotten there. They had one of the greatest pitchers this generation's ever seen. So all of those situations with all those landing spots, the only one that I would say is close is probably the Cubs. But the Cubs, I mean, they got the international guy that you wanted, Suzuki. They got a bunch of guys that you were trying to get in free agency. So I think we underrated the crummy situation that he was coming to. And just because the price tag, like, the price tag on a player is what it is, doesn't mean their resume is commiserate to the price tag.
No, and I'm not saying that this is all on him. It's not. But it's just confounding how you bring in that type of presence. And he hasn't produced. He's been, you know, about a little bit above average in terms of his OPS since he's gotten here. But it's just confounding to me how you go and acquire a guy and then completely spiral. Again, I don't think this team is as bad as they have. But for the life, no one has been able to figure this out. And that's why, again, to go back to what we were talking about before, I do believe over the last 3 days, like, this Pirates series was the nail in the coffin for the hope that this team could somehow figure it out. For this team to somehow dig itself from 6 feet under to, like, the Cincinnati Reds just acquired Zach Littell. That's not a big name.
Ex-Giant.
They were 50-47.
I know.
The Giants at that point were 6 games above 500. That's a move to me that Buster Posey would have made if this team had shown a little bit of life in the last couple of weeks. But he can't justify even giving them some help. And Littell's not a big name. My point is, he can't even justify giving them some help. He certainly not doing what the Blue Jays just did a couple of minutes ago, which was acquiring Shane Bieber from the Cleveland Guardians. Those kinds of moves are reserved for either playoff teams or legitimate contenders. But the Giants have not shown themselves to be.
I don't understand. Like, we've been watching baseball. You've been watching that division. Like, we saw with the Angels, just because you have Trout and Ohtani doesn't mean you're going to win. I mean, like...
No. But the Giants were winning.
Yeah, what I'm saying is all these fringe role players were playing well above what their normal baseball card says. You know, like, it just all happened to coincide in the first couple months of the season. You know, like, if you've watched Wilmer Flores for the last 4 years with the Giants, he's a solid player. He wears down every year. Every year. He can't play every day. Like, he just can't. I mean, I watched Tony Gwynn's entire career down in San Diego, and the guy was one of the greatest players of all time. He never won anything. Like, yeah, because you got to have teammates around you. You have to have a great pitching staff. Right now, the Giants were overperforming for the first 2 months. And yeah, I get it. They brought in Devers, but they were never as good as what they showed the first 2 months. I'm surprised you're surprised over it.
Over going 13-25 in 38 games?
Well, no, I don't think they're that bad, but I'm saying, like, I just think
that's what I'm saying is again, like, I didn't think that they were that good. I don't understand. For the life of me, I can't figure out how they've been this bad.
Well, they have two pitchers right now. Like, right? You know? Like, they don't have a fourth and fifth starter. I mean, I know Verlander's look better. Roop is on the IL. Their bullpen has been overtaxed. And the guys that were performing earlier in the year are not performing like that. And you're making tons of mental mistakes. They don't play good baseball.
Well, that's the part. Yeah, when you watch it play in real time, you realize how a team that doesn't realize how to get an extra out, how to take an extra base, makes errors. All those things lead to bad play. But they weren't doing, and that's why to me it does signal somewhat of a collapse. I'm hearing a player in Chapman 3 days ago saying, well, we're in on it.
Yeah.
And 3 days later saying, I completely understand why they're trading Tyler Rogers.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.